భాగవతం కెంటో 7 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 17. దిస్ చాప్టర్ ఇస్ ఎంటైటిల్డ్ యాజ్ లార్డ్ నర్సింగ్ దేవ్ స్లైస్ ది కింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది డీమన్స్. సత్యం విధాతుం నిజభృత్య భాషితం వ్యాప్తిం చ భూతేషు అఖిలేషు చాత్మనః అదృశ్యత్యాద్భుత రూపముద్వహన్ స్తంభే సభాయం న మృగం న మానుషం. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పోర్ట్ బై శిల ప్రభుపాద్. టు ప్రూవ్ దాట్ ది స్టేట్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ సర్వెంట్ ప్రహ్లాద్ మహారాజ్ వాజ్ సబ్స్టాన్షియల్, ఇన్ అదర్ వర్డ్స్, టు ప్రూవ్ దాట్ ది సుప్రీం లార్డ్ ఈజ్ ప్రజెంట్ ఎవ్రీవేర్, ఈవన్ విద్ ఇన్ ద పిల్లర్ ఆఫ్ అన్ అసెంబ్లీ హాల్, ది సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ హరి exhibited a wonderful form never before seen. The form was neither that of a man nor that of a lion. Thus the Lord appeared in his wonderful form in the assembly hall. Purport. When Hiranyakashipu asked Prahlad Maharaj, "Where is your Lord? Is he present in this pillar?" Prahlad Maharaj fearlessly replied, "Yes, my Lord is present everywhere." Therefore, to convince Hiranyakashipu that the statement of Prahlad Maharaj was unmistakably true, the Lord appeared from the pillar. The Lord appeared as a half lion and half man, so that Hiranyakashipu could not understand whether the great giant was a lion or a human being. To substantiate Prahlad's statement, the Lord proved that his devotee, as declared in the Bhagavad Gita, is never vanquished. Kauntaya pratijanihi name bhaktah pranashyati. Prahlad Maharaj's demonic father had repeatedly threatened to kill Prahlad, but Prahlad was confident that he could not be killed. Since he was protected by the Supreme Lord, by appearing from the pillar, the Lord encouraged his devotee, saying in effect, "Don't worry, I am present here." By manifesting his form as Narsingadev, the Lord also preserved the truth of the Lord Brahma's promise that Hiranyakashipu was not to be killed by any animal or any man. The Lord appeared in a form that could not be said to be fully man or a lion. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyanam. We are celebrating the divine appearance of Lord Narsingadev. And the story begins in the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam by Parikshit posing a question to Sukadeva Goswami. How is that Supreme Lord is equal to everyone? He is impartial. But why he took the side of the demigods, specifically the side of Indra, to kill the demons? He said, "I cannot understand this question. I cannot understand this problem." And Sukadeva Goswami congratulated Parikshit Maharaj. And he narrated the pastime, again quoting Srila Narada Muni. Yudhishthira Maharaj has also asked the similar question when Lord Krishna had killed Shishupal, and Shishupal's soul merged into the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this pastime, it exhibits two things. One is the vision of Hiranyakashipu about the Supreme Lord, and the vision of Prahlad Maharaj. How? Because Prahlad Maharaj had the vision of equanimity, therefore he could see Lord Narsingadev, he could see Lord Krishna everywhere. And Hiranyakashipu, although he knew about Lord Vishnu very clearly, when Hiranyaksha was killed, Hiranyakashipu said that, "Just see that Lord has taken sides like a small child being favored by the demigods." Because as the vision of duality, he could not appreciate and he could not understand the Supreme Lord. Srila Prabhupada explains in one place that without having qualification and demanding to know God is the demonic mentality. When you raise this question, does God exist? Within that question also resembles the mentality of demonic. Why? Because Srila Prabhupada explains, if you don't have the qualification, then you cannot understand God. In another place, Srila Prabhupada explained that our process is not to know God. Our process is to love God. In loving God, we also know God. If you try to know God, it is a very confusing and complicated matter. But if you love God, loving God also includes knowing God. Therefore, Srila Prahlad Maharaj resembles this character. When Shand and Amaraka, when they brought Prahlad to Hiranyakashipu, and Prahlad Maharaj was asked by Hiranyakashipu, what did you learn in your school? And Prahlad explained that devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, specifically the 9 process of devotional service, is very wonderful. It can give direct perception of the Lord. And Hiranyakashipu was very angry to hear this. And then he raised this question to Shand and Amaraka, how is that? How is that my son has been raised by me, has a devotion to Lord Vishnu? Who has taught this? And very beautifully, they don't know it is very beautiful, but the devotees can know. Indirectly, they are appreciating Prahlad Maharaj. Shand and Amaraka explained, Nato Pranito, Parato Pranito. He said, my dear Hiranyakashipu, we did not teach him, neither others taught him. Naisargikim. He said, this Prahlad has a natural devotion for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No foreign element has come and taught this to him. He has been naturally attracted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What can be done? So because Prahlad Maharaj was naturally attracted to Lord Vishnu, whenever he was taught to discriminate between friends and enemies, he said this is superficial. When his teachers were trying to teach him the illusory energy or the duality, Prahlad Maharaj explained, just see how the illusory energy is working of the Lord. My teachers are teaching that this is enemy and this is friend. Prahlad said, I cannot make such discrimination. Why? Because all the time I can see Lord Vishnu everywhere. And because of this quality, Prahlad Maharaj regularly presented how Lord Vishnu is everywhere. Again, when Hiranyakashipu raised this question, my dear Prahlad, where did you get this energy? Who is giving you this shakti that you are trying to defy me? Again, Prahlad Maharaj very beautifully explained, he did not make a difference between his shakti and the shakti of his father. He said, my dear father, wherever you get your energy, I am also getting from the same place. Therefore, a devotee like Prahlad Maharaj, that is the whole pastime. The 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is the pastime to show how a devotee of the Lord can see Krishna everywhere, in everything, in all kind of situations. And Prahlad Maharaj is very beautifully exhibiting that quality. It's like one time when the astronauts, they went to the space. And when they came back, in one of the schools, you know, they were explaining to all the school children. And one of the small kiddie asked this question to the astronaut. He said, when you went to this space, did you see God there? And the astronaut very sarcastically remarked, he said, I was looking everywhere, but I could not find. But the school priest, he was also there in that assembly hall. He said, my dear children, he has not learned the art of seeing God here, how can he see there? So therefore, if you can see God here, then you can see everywhere. And that is the competition. Between Prahlad Maharaj and Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu very specifically, he is culturing his consciousness not to see God everywhere. And Prahlad Maharaj is culturing his consciousness to see Krishna everywhere. That is the tug of war. And ultimately, because Prahlad had this consciousness, even killing of Hiranyakashipu was seen as a wonderful act by Prahlad Maharaj. One time, in our temple, today is also Buddha Purnima, the appearance of Lord Buddha. One time one Taiwan monk had come. He came to our temple. We had an interfaith seminar. And only once he came inside the temple and he saw the picture of Lord Narasingadev killing Hiranyakashipu, and at the same time one small boy standing with the garland. So he asked one of our devotees, "What is this picture?" So our devotee said, "This is the magnanimous, wonderful form of Lord Narasingadev, who is the Supreme Lord, and is killing a demon, Hiranyakashipu, and that boy is his son, who is going to offer garland to Lord Narasingadev." He was shocked. He said, "What kind of God is this and what kind of son is that? He is standing with the garland to offer it to his father's enemy." He stayed for a few days. Then afterwards he never came inside the temple because he could not understand. But here Prahlad Maharaj, again, he is seeing Krishna even in that activity. Prahlad Maharaj explained that, "My dear Lord, you have done great favor to my father by killing him." In fact, Srila Prabhupada also explains this vision. After Lord Narasingadev, he performed that major surgery on Hiranyakashipu. He went and sat on the throne of Hiranyakashipu. And very beautifully Prabhupada explains the insight. He said, "Why did Lord Narasingha sat on the throne of Hiranyakashipu?" Prabhupada explains, Hiranyakashipu forgot that Lord Narasingadev, his eternal master. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead as a Lord, he can never forget his devotee. So Lord Krishna or Lord Narasingadev knew that Hiranyakashipu after all is my devotee. He has endeavored so much to create all this facility. Let me sit on his throne and give him some credit even in this lifetime. That is the beauty of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Recently one of our devotees was presenting Brihad Bhagavatamrit class and he explained one great quality of the Lord. This was discussion between Narad Muni and Arjuna, and Narad Muni is trying to glorify the Pandavas as the great devotees, and Arjuna specifically says, "What kind of devotees are we? We engage Krishna in so many services." But still, whatever it is, Pandavas are saying, Arjuna is saying, "We are so much attracted to the Supreme Lord Krishna, we cannot explain to you." And Arjuna gave one reason why he is attracted to Krishna. He gave four reasons, but one of the most wonderful reason is that, he said, My dear Narad, one of the great qualities of Lord is that he is causelessly merciful. That is the hope for the conditioned soul. That the Supreme Personality of Godhead, without any cause, is merciful to the living entities. And this is what Prahlad Maharaj is able to see. And unfortunately, Hiranyakashipu is not able to see this picture. And therefore, Prahlad was being object of the attraction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that is the pastime in the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. That was the question raised by Parikshit Maharaj to Sukadeva Goswami. How is that Lord is partial? So Sukadeva Goswami is explaining, what to speak of Lord being partial? Certainly Krishna is not partial. Even his devotees are impartial. They can see even in the activities of the demons, the Supreme Personality of God is present there. When all these students, they asked this to Prahlad Maharaj. He said, "We are being raised by the demonic parents and nobody outsiders came here. How is that you have developed this attraction?" Of course, he said that because my spiritual master Narad Muni. And same question was also raised by the Shandan Amaraka. That time Prahlad Maharaj again explained that, my dear teachers, he said, nobody has caused this attraction. This attraction is there just like magnetic stone. When it is there, iron files are naturally attracted. You cannot avoid it. Similarly, I am spontaneously attracted to Lord Vishnu. Nobody can stop it. In fact, I don't have any independence about this. It shows that one is attracted to Krishna, that he has no independence. Therefore, it is explained that Krishna consciousness means learning the art of becoming dependent on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Prahlad Maharaj is very beautifully explaining this, that I have no independence. Just like the iron files are naturally attracted to the magnetic force, similarly I am also attracted to Lord Vishnu. Nobody can stop it. In the Vishnu Purana it is explained, when Hiranyakashipu, he conquered the universe, he became king of the universe, he declared to everyone, he said, now onwards nobody should chant the names of Lord Narayan. Narayana Namah should be cancelled. He said, nobody should chant this name, but everyone should chant Hiranyakashipu Namah. And therefore everyone was chanting the names of Hiranyakashipu. Just like we see in the present world. We have discussed this so many times during one of the World Cup matches. There was a big billboard saying that cricket is India's religion. They are the same propensity that cancel if you chant Lord Vishnu's name. During Srila Prabhupada wanted to construct temple at Juhu, and some person in the bureaucrat, he said, chanting is nuisance. And Prabhupada became so angry, like Narsingadev, that what nonsense is this? Every time afterwards, if you hear Prabhupada's lectures, he is just quoting the same story. How is that these people say chanting Hare Krishna is nuisance, but they are chanting the names of people who are small, small Hiranyakashipus. Cricket is our religion and excess is our God. I don't want to name. And one of our devotees said, we do not know about this, but we know Sachinandan is our God. So therefore Hiranyakashipu, that is the original parampara system. Not seeing Krishna involves naturally become demonic. It is unavoidable. If you don't worship Krishna, one may believe in Krishna on a superficial level, but the activities will be what? Demonic. Recently we were in one college and one teacher, he was explaining, he was theistically atheistic. He is talking about, you know, religion, how Bhagavad Gita is the best, how the scriptures are best, Hindu scriptures are the best. And then he was trying to make exactly opposite statement of Prahlad Maharaj. He was saying, if God exists, God is, if he is existing, that means he has to occupy space. Just like this glass of water is existing, it is occupying space. And right on that spot, you cannot keep anything else. So if God exists, then what happens? He has to occupy space. And if God is all pervading, he has to occupy all space. And if he occupies all space, there will be no space for us. Therefore, he does not exist. In saying that, he was saying that God as a person does not exist. Even though he is trying to prove the existence of God, in proving the existence of God, he is clearly proving that God does not exist. But when Prahlad Maharaj was asked by Hiranyakashipu, this is one of the very beautiful verses of the Srimad Bhagavatam, because Hiranyakashipu challenged, he said, my dear Prahlad, how is that? And if you say that his God is everywhere, is he also in this pillar? And Srila Prabhupada explains, because Prahlad had this art of seeing Krishna everywhere, so without any hesitation, without any fear, with great confidence, Prahlad Maharaj said, yes, he is also there. And when Prahlad spoke that, we can understand that Lord Narsingh had to rush into that pillar. Of course, is also there in his energy form, which Prahlad was always seeing. But Lord Narsingh came in his personification in that pillar, just to make the words of Prahlad Maharaj true. So when Hiranyakashipu gave this order that everyone should chant the names of Hiranyakashipu Namaha, everyone was chanting except his own son. And then when Shand and Amarkad brought Prahlad there, and Prahlad very innocently, sometime we preach Krishna consciousness fanatically, you Rakshas, you demon, non-devotees. But a person can see that harshness is there. But when Prahlad was presenting Tat Sadhu Manne Suravarya Dehinam, he was so innocent. It was uncontrollable to not to speak to Hiranyakashu about Lord Vishnu's existence. He could have been very diplomatic and Hiranyakashu would have not hurt him. But because devotion to Lord Vishnu was so great, so it was natural for Prahlad to speak about Lord Vishnu being the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So therefore, so bluntly, but at the same time very innocently, Prahlad Maharaj made this comment that, my dear father, the king of the demons, that you have accepted this material body, therefore you should go to the Vrindavan forest and perform devotion to Lord Vishnu. At that first instant when Hiranyakashipu heard that, he smiled. He said, my child's intelligence has been spoiled by the enemies. He didn't take it very seriously. He smiled and he called Shand and Amar and he said, look, take him back to the school and teach him properly the principle of duality. My enemy, my friend, demons and devotees, he said, you teach him these principles. Again, when there is duality, you cannot see Krishna. And Hiranyakashipu wants to have that culture to his son. But when they took him to the school, because he was naturally attracted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he could not learn it. It was not possible for Prahlad to learn what the teachers were teaching him. But they were feeling that, yes, he has learned sufficiently now, we can take him back again to Lord, to our Lord. For them, Hiranyakashipu was the Lord. So when they brought Prahlad to Hiranyakashipu, again Prahlad Maharaj, he had the experience of Hiranyakashipu rejecting him. But even in that rejection, he had already seen Krishna. So therefore, when second time he was brought to Hiranyakashipu, again Hiranyakashipu asked him, what did you learn from your teacher? Again Prahlad Maharaj said, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Archanam, Vandanam, Sakyam, Padasevanam, Atmanivedanam. He said, these are 9 processes of devotional service. They are so nice and beautiful. And one can have direct perception of the Lord. And that was the time Hiranyakashipu became very angry. He chastised Shand and Amaraka. And then he tried to kill Prahlad Maharaj. Vishnu Puran explains, when all the demons, they surrounded Prahlad with different kind of weapons to kill him. Even within that weapon, Prahlad Maharaj could see Krishna. He told those demons, he said, my dear friends, he said, you have these weapons, but what is it? It is also energy of the Lord. Therefore, we see in India, it is quite common practice during Dasara that everyone worships all kinds of instruments. So when the Britishers saw that, you know, they are worshipping all kinds of instruments, their conception was such an aboriginal people. They are worshipping some ordinary instruments as God. Of course, unfortunately, even we have forgotten what is the culture being behind worshipping that. It is not that it is worshipped as God, it is worshipped as energy of God. That is the difference. When you can see everything as energy of the Lord, then you cannot exploit. During the 15th or 14th century in the Western world, the concept of God was so centralized, not seeing God everywhere in all living entities, up to the extent They did not believe that there is soul in the animals. And up to the extent that even the better half of a man, woman, they felt even she does not have the soul, therefore we can exploit. And it is explained that because they could not see the Supreme Lord in the forest, in the animals, in the other living entities, therefore in the name of God, they were exploiting the energy of the Lord. That is not proper God consciousness. And Prahlad Maharaj is teaching, he said, my dear friends, he said, even this weapon, these weapons are all the energies of the Lord. I am also part and parcel of the Lord. Therefore, your weapons are not going to harm me. He had that confidence. When all the demons, they tried to harm Prahlad Maharaj, nothing happened to him. And they brought these huge snakes to be stung. But all these snakes, when they came to Prahlad Maharaj, again, Prahlad Maharaj had the same understanding. Not only understanding, he was living in that understanding. It is explained when they bit him, all the fangs of the snakes fell down. They could not do anything. And same Prahlad, when he was thrown from the mountain peak, when he was falling down, he realized even this earth is the energy of the Lord. He said, how can it hurt me? Because it is the energy of the Lord, she will protect me. Therefore it is explained that Mother Earth, seeing the conviction of Prahlad Maharaj, she appeared and she offered him a huge lotus flower and Prahlad Maharaj came inside. So when Hiranyakashipu tried so much, even though seeing that how Prahlad Maharaj is able to see Krishna everywhere, in seeing how Prahlad is able to see Krishna everywhere, still Hiranyakashipu could not change. And therefore Prahlad Maharaj explained. He said, my dear father, you can never attain this position of seeing Krishna everywhere. Why? Matirna Krishna parato satava mitto vyadyat graha vritanam adhanta govir vishatam tamisham puna puna sharvita charvananam. He said, my dear father, why you cannot see this? Why you cannot learn this art of seeing Krishna everywhere? He said, even I cannot teach you, others cannot teach you, both parties if they try to teach you, it is not possible. Even if you try yourself to know, it is not possible. Why? Because adanta gobir, your senses are uncontrolled. Because your senses are uncontrolled, therefore you are attached to this materialistic family life. So it is quite natural that you can never become a devotee. Only when you give up, on that position you cannot become a devotee. But if you take the dust of the lotus feet of the great devotees, Prahlad Maharaj said, you make abhishek with this dust particles of the great devotees, then it is very easy. Why? Because Prahlad personally had experience. Even though he was born in a demonic family, when his friends asked this question, where did you get this knowledge? Who taught you? Then Prahlad Maharaj told his background. When my father was performing tapasya, all the demigod decided, okay, this is the time, because Hiranyakashipu's wife is pregnant and there is another Hiranyakashipu growing. One Hiranyakashipu is causing so much a problem, so better when he is very small, let us kill him. So they came and saved the wife of Hiranyakashipu, and they are about to, of course, Srila Prabhupada explained, they waited till his wife gave birth, because they don't support abortion. So they waited, and then Narad Muni came there. He said, my dear demigods, he said, I give this assurance that this child is not demon, he is a devotee of the Lord. Now Narad Muni, just see the confidence in his preaching. In fact, if you see from that point of view, Narad Muni had not preached yet. He just gave that confidence to the demigods. He is not a demon. He is a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he sent them back and he taught spiritual knowledge to Prahlad and his mother. And that's what Prahlad Maharaj is explaining. Because I heard from Narada Muni, therefore this knowledge is there, this understanding is there, this devotion is there to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he told Hiranyakashipu, similarly, on your own you can never understand Krishna. It is not possible because you are not qualified. Trying to understand God without qualification is a demonic. Therefore, what you do? You smear the dust of the great devotees of the Lord. And that was too much for Hiranyakashipu to hear. He said, you fool, you teach me all this? How can you teach me? Therefore, he decided to kill Prahlad Maharaj. Again, even in that endeavor, Prahlad Maharaj did not resist. He was waiting there, having full confidence that Supreme Personality of Godhead, whatever he does, is completely perfect. And then Hiranyakashipu, when he strike that pillar, Lord Narasimhadev appeared, and that is the verse. And it is explained that when Hiranyakashipu observed that form, still he was doubtful. Maybe this is the trick of Lord Vishnu. Maybe it is not. I don't think that he can come like this. Even though seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, still he was not able to accept the existence of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, one cannot be convinced about the existence of the Lord simply because he has the facility to see. That is not the way to be convinced about the existence of the Lord. The way one is convinced about the existence of the Lord is that he is simply convinced because out of natural affection for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as Prahlad had. And Hiranyakashipu was very carefully analyzing, just like we see the materialistic scientists, they try to analyze all the elements of this material existence very scrutinizingly. Srila Prabhupada say they stay for 50 years and they are talking about 50,000 years. Their lifespan is only 30-40 years, then they talk about, you know, 50,000 years ago this happened, 100,000 years ago that happened. He said, what is the value of that discussion? When death comes, they are finished. So Hiranyakashipu was also observing, he is seeing Lord Narasimhadev, that wonderful form. That time also there was a chance for him to fold his hand and offer obeisances, because Lord Narasimhadev is always merciful, but he did not accept. So therefore Lord Narasimhadev fought with Hiranyakashipu and he killed him, and he fulfilled the promise of Lord Brahma. He didn't kill him during the daytime, neither in the night, not on the land, not in the sky. Fulfilling the promise of Brahmaji, Lord Narasimhadev taking Hiranyakashipu on his lap. Just see, who can sit on the lap? Only the devotees of the Lord. So in that sense, Hiranyakashipu is a regular, he is a eternal associate of the Lord. Therefore, Lord Narasimhadev took him on his lap and ripped off all of his anarthas, and he sent him back to the spiritual world. So therefore, this pastime, after when Lord Narasimhadev killed Hiranyakashipu, all the demons attacked, because they were all loyal demons. As Srila Prabhupada explains in the Bhagavad Gita, like Duryodhan, he was showing all of his soldiers, saying that, my dear Bhishma, my dear Dronacharya, all these soldiers, Madarte Taktva Jivitam. So all these soldiers are lined up, willing to give up their life. Srila Prabhupada explains, you know, speaking the reality, what is going to happen in the future. They are all going to die because of my sake. So similarly, all these soldiers of Hiranyakashipu, even though they saw that their master has been slaughtered by Lord Narasimhadev, with great determination, they attacked Lord Narasimhadev. And within no time, Lord Narasimhadev slaughtered them. Within no time, Lord Narasimhadev slaughtered them. And then he was ready to accept the prayers of all the demigods. But because he was in the mood of destroying everything, nobody could pacify him. What to speak of Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva? Even his own wife, Mother Lakshmi, she said, I cannot recognize this Lord. This is not my husband. Then Brahmaji, he pushed Prahlad Maharaj. When he pushed Prahlad Maharaj close to Lord Narasimhadev, Prahlad Maharaj, again he was seeing Krishna everywhere. So what is the problem for him to see Krishna even in the form of Lord Narasimhadev? It was not a problem. So when he very closely went to Lord Narsingadev without any fear. And before offering prayers, Prahlad Maharaj exhibited great humility. He said, how is it that I am born in a demonic family? What is not possible to the great demigods like Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma and all other demigods? They could not pacify. How is that I can pacify Lord Narsingadev? I do not have that strength. But still, whatever capacity I have, I will dispose that and try to pacify Lord Narsingadev. And he started offering most beautiful prayers to Lord Narsingadev. In this way, Prahlad Maharaj pacified Lord Narsingadev. And it is explained that seeing the beautiful prayers of Lord Prahlad Maharaj, Lord Narsingadev wanted to offer him benediction. Again, here Prahlad Maharaj is showing that in great difficulties, it is very easy to remember Krishna. But if you provide me material sense gratification, already I am born in a demonic family, then maybe I will forget you. Therefore, it is not worth to accept material benediction. So therein also we see that how great devotees like Prahlad Maharaj, they are most scared of comforts and material sense gratification. He said, my dear Lord, I don't want. What do I want? I want to see that everyone in this world who are suffering the hellish consequences because of forgetfulness of you, all of them should go back to the spiritual world. That is only my desire. And as a natural son of Hiranyakashipu, he also seek that benediction. My dear Narsingadev, even though my father acted as a demonic person, so please liberate him. And Lord Narsingadev assured him, yes, his liberation is guaranteed. Why it is guaranteed? After all, you are his son. And because you are connected as son and father, his liberation is guaranteed. So even in killing of his own father, Prahlad Maharaj benefited his father. And then we see, by seeing such pastimes of the Lord, seeing how Prahlad Maharaj could see Lord Narsingadev everywhere, it is explained that all the Goswamis of Vrindavan, on the same day, on the Narsing Chaturdashi day, they were discussing this pastime, how Lord is everywhere. And Gopal Bhatt Goswami, when he heard this story, he gained that confidence. He said, if my Lord is everywhere, if Prahlad's Lord can appear in the pillar, then he should also appear from the Shaligram Shila. He just thought like that and went to sleep. And next day, sure enough, Lord Krishna from that Shaligram Shila appeared and exhibited the most beautiful form of Radha Raman. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada also, one time, somebody asked him, Swamiji, what is this? Your temple is not directed towards eastern direction. In the present society, Vastu has become very prominent. Which direction my tijori should be? Which direction my bed should be? Which direction my kitchen should be? So one time, such a person asked Srila Prabhupada, Swamiji, your temple, we don't see that your deities are facing towards east. Srila Prabhupada said, Yato Narsingo, Parato Narsingo. Yato Yato Yami Tato Narsingo, Bahir Narsingo, Hruday Narsingo. He said, our process is that Lord Narsing, Lord Krishna is everywhere. So it doesn't mind which direction our temples are. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada went into the Western world. What to speak of direction? The places where you cannot even... Such a places where it is quite natural that a cultured person would not want to start a center. But Srila Prabhupada, realizing this, that Krishna is everywhere, so went around the entire world, wherever he got the facilities, even though it was not according to the Shastric standard, he established Lord Krishna. He established Lord Narsingadev. And in fact, he taught all the devotees within International Society for Krishna Consciousness. It is explained that for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, the full personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, is there Ishtadev, and then there are the two other appearance day of the Lord. Of course, Lord Chaitanya is there, but two other appearance day. Appearance of Lord Ramachandra and Narsingh appearance is most important. Why? Because Lord Narsingh's appearance, it gives the assurance for the devotees that we can go out and preach. In the world where there are small Hiranyakashipus trying to defy the existence of the Lord. So if you have the protections of Lord Narsingadev along with Prahlad Maharaj, then with great confidence we can go out and preach the message of Lord Chaitanya and give them the holy name Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Shri Narasimhadeva Bhagavan ki, Prahlad Maharaj ki.
Namaste Narasingaya. Praladaladaine. Hiranyakashipurvaksha. Shilatankana kalaye Ito Narsingha parato Narsingha Ito Narsingha parato Narsingha Yato yato yami tato Narsingha Bahir Narsingha Rudaye Narsingha Narasingha Madim Charanam Prapade Narasingha Madim Charanam Prapade Namaste Narasingaya Praladaladaine Hiranyakashipurvakshah Shilatanka nakalaye Ito Narsingha parato Narsingha Yato yato yami tato Narsingha बाहिर नरसिंगा हृदय नरसिंगा नरसिंगा वादिं चरणं प्रपदे तब कर कमल भरे नाका अद्भुत श्रृंगा दलिता हिरण्यकशिपु तनु वृंदा केशवधृता नरारी रूपा जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश जय जगदीश केशवधृत नरारी रूपा जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे नरसिंगा जय नरसिंगा जय प्रलाद मारा जय प्रलाद मारा जय प्रलाद मारा प्रलाद मारा प्रहलाद मारा जय प्रहलाद मारा हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बो गौर हरि बो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Hari Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hari Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Hari Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Bole Hare Hare Hari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hari Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Gauranga Narsingha De Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Hey Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Hey Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bahir Narsingha, Hyudaya Narsingha, Narsingha Madhim Charanam Prapade, Narsingha Madhim Charanam Prapade, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Yato 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 narsingha. restored the Rishat. His divine grace, Abhay Charan Arvind, Bhakti Vedan, Swami Srila Prabhupada ki, Ananti Gauri Vaishnava Vrind ki, Namachara Srila Haridas Thakur ki, Prem Sita Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitanand Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Shivasati Gauri Bhakti Vrind ki, Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopina Chamakunda Radha Kundagiri Govardhan ki, Brajabhumi Vrindavan Dham ki, Navadip Mayapur Dham ki, Jagannath Puri Dham ki, Gangamayi ki, Jamunamayi ki, Bhakti Devi ki, Tulasi Devi ki, Kaligapavana Harinam Sankirtan ki, Shri Narasimhadeva Bhagavan ki, Shri Narasimhadeva Bhagavan ki, Narasimhadeva Bhagavan ki, Narasimha Chaturdashi Mahamahotsav ki, Prahlad Maharaj ki, Gopremanande. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Namaste Narasinghaya. Praladaladayine. Hiranyakashi Purvakshaha. Shilatankalakalaye. To Narsinga. Yato Yamita to Narsinga. Bahir Narsinga, Rudaya Narsinga. Narasinga Madim Charanam Prapate. Tavakara Kamala Vare Naka Adbhuta Singa. Dalita Hiranyakashipu Nano Vrinda. Keshava Drita Narari Rupa. Jai Jagadisha Hare. Jai Jagadisha Hare. Jai Jagadisha Hare. Narasinghade, Jaya Narasinghade, Narasinghade, Jaya Narasinghade. Prahlad Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Jayo Prahlad Maharaj. Jayo Narasinghade, 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 Jayo Narasinghade. Vignavinashak Lakshmi Narasimha Bhagavan ki, Bhaktiraj Prahlad Maharaj ki, గౌరు ప్రమానంద హరి హరి బో రాధా గోపీనాథ రాధా గోపీనాథ రాధే జయ రాధా గోపీనాథ రాధా గోపీనాథ రాధే జయ నరసింహదే జయ నరసింహదే నరసింహ భగవానికి భక్తరాజ్ ప్రహ్లాద్ మహారాజ్ కి